Hiya, this is Shani Dunstall from the International Bunch. Today we're going to talk about social media trends 2020 and what to expect. What's the betting that despite the headway that you've been making with your digital detox, your screen time has actually gone completely the other way during the COVID-19 lockdown? Of course, it's increased. Our mobile devices and social media are our window into the outside world and our way of connecting with it. From a very human perspective, social media helps us to keep in touch with people and learn how they're dealing with the crisis we find ourselves in. And from a business and marketing perspective, it's a vital tool in keeping things going and engaging with our audiences. A blog on the social media trends to look out for in 2020, written today, will be extremely different to one written in January or even early February. One talked about social media usage continuing to grow in developing countries, but plateauing somewhat in economically advanced countries. Well, with the wholly unfair benefit of 2020 hindsight, we think we can quite confidently say that social media usage is continuing on an upward rise right across the world. Indeed, people are reportedly spending significantly more time using social media apps than they were before COVID-19. But how is the COVID-19 lockdown affecting user behaviors? We've recently discovered a great report by HubSpot on some of the trends they and their partners are expecting this year, and have summarized some key findings and takeaways with our own twist tailored to the academic marketing community. So, Facebook usage up by 27%. A study published by the New York Times has reported a huge 27 upsurge in Facebook usage during the COVID-19 lockdown. Facebook enjoys 2.41 billion monthly active users and is the world's third most visited website after Google and YouTube. So those marketers in the academic community that were thinking of reducing their paid or organic activity on Facebook may want to think again. The TikTok phenomenon. Do you TikTok? If so, you're one of the whopping 1.5 billion people around the world that have downloaded the app. And if you're anything like us, you're on it all too often because it's bonkers. Without getting too bogged down in statistics, TikTok content creates more engagement than any other social media platform, and it caters for a younger audience in a way that no other mainstream social media audience can. The challenge is going to be how brands and marketers really harness TikTok's potential power to reach audiences in effective ways that represent a good return on investment. We think that the inherent difference of the academic community could really play in its favor on TikTok. What are you waiting for? Get TikToking! Trust and kindness. If you've been watching TV, as so many of us have, or listening to the radio, or consuming any media really, then you have noticed a real softening of commercial and marketing messages and the way they're being delivered. People just don't have the tolerance for the dog eat dog. We're the best, look at us messages. Traditionally used by so many organizations, and this is translating to social media as well, of course. So, see, 2020 as a year not much for celebrating awards or achievements, but as a way of building trust and human connections with your communities. Ask how they're doing or how they're coping at this difficult time for the world. Think wellness and well-being, kindness and hope. If you'd like some inspiration, please check out some of our free webinars offering expert advice on agile marketing, staying motivated at this strange time, and how to manage stress. Also, check out the fantastic Silip Wales for the Record Initiative, which is asking for stories from everybody across the library and informational world, from public libraries and knowledge managers to school librarians, higher and further education, the NHS, freelancers, and specialist libraries about how they're managing during the COVID-19. LinkedIn is the best place for creating organic reach. LinkedIn may long have been seen as a very serious, straight-laced, please don't treat this like Facebook member of the mainstream online media platform family, the one that you don't want to get stuck with at a party. But it's going through a remarkable transformation. Edgier and irreverent marketing is enjoying fantastic engagement and ROI on LinkedIn because one, it goes against the traditional LinkedIn grain and brightens up people's timelines. Two, there is so much scope for great organic reach due to LinkedIn not trying non-paid content down in the way Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram do. We'd highly recommend then that marketers in the academic community consider rethinking their strategies and approaches to LinkedIn in 2020. Amazingly, it's the new great old place to be seen. Thank you for listening today.